There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. I am the doc part, and my friend and colleague, the most amazing psychic explorer, psychic lawyer, you name it, best-selling author, award-winning person, one of the most amazing, Mark Anthony, is my sidekick. And boy, do we have a show for all of you. First off, let me say, this is a live call-in show, and we're talking about this particular Mercury in retrograde. And what we're saying is, this is, and I'm telling you, you got to feel us on this. It's a setback to set you up for good things. And we're going to share personal experiences on both of our sides with how this has showed up for us and how you look at this really differently. And Mark has got some cool things. Mark, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I really love the theme of this is Mercury in retrograde. Sometimes you have to slow down in order to speed up. And, you know, a lot of times people look at, oh, my God, Mercury's in retrograde. Everything's going bad. Or when something difficult or even catastrophic happens in your life, it often causes us to have a reset. And in that reset's a period of reflection. You have to slow down, regroup, and then you grow from that. And that's the gist of what we're talking about tonight. And, you know, this may be, I don't think this is off topic. A week ago today, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth passed. And that, you know, in Mercury in retrograde, the Queen passed. And it's fascinating to see not just the UK, but people all over the world are feeling, many people are feeling a sense of loss. So the world has slowed down in order then maybe for things to regroup and speed up. You know, I was fortunate. I actually saw the Queen in person twice, and both times by accident. I was a student at Oxford, and I was at the Rhodes House. And they were having a reception for Rhodes Scholars. And, you know, I wasn't in the A-list area. I was in the B-list area. But it was cool because they had a lot of British politicians. And I remember there was a Rolls Royce, and they were helping Harold Macmillan out. And he was one of their great prime ministers in the 1960s. And then all of a sudden, these motorcycle cops come zooming in, and this Rolls Royce pulls up, and they open the door, and this little tiny lady in a bright green dress and a green hat pops out. She waves hello to the crowd. Everyone's cheering, Your Majesty. And she was a little tiny thing. I mean, she was like 5'2 or 5'3, something like that. And it was really cool seeing her. And then a week later, Dr. Pat, I'm in Scotland and I'm walking down the street in front of Holyrood House, which is the royal residence, one of them in Scotland. And these two cops goes, are you a Yank? And I said, yeah. Well, Her Majesty, the Queen will be here. Come stand with us. So these cops are really cool. We're standing there. This Rolls Royce comes hauling butt up and it screeches to a halt in front of Holyrood. Door opens, little tiny lady in a bright yellow dress. Bright yellow, hello. Everyone's screaming, Your Majesty. So in the course of like 5 days, I saw the Queen twice, and it was amazing. The magic, the people were just, wherever she went, people were cheering. They were happy. And so to all of our British colleagues our friends in the Commonwealth countries, you know, we express our condolences, and let's hope that King Charles III, so far so good, he's been saying all the right things. I think what he really needs to say is Harry and Meghan, you are welcome back, and we apologize, but who knows what's being said behind closed
doors. Okay, I'm just going to say hello. Hey, look, Charlie, I got a message for you. Call me. Call me. Because we're going to explain what Olivia Newton-John did so well. Hello, grace and gratitude. Okay, call me. We will coach you for free, just saying, on how to do this in a way that everybody wins. Because you see, when love shows up, everybody wins. I love the way you started this off. Thank you for that. What a great impression. What did you, oh my gosh. I'm like, I'm going to have to call my friend over there in Ireland and Wales, and my friends over there. Just I'm going to have to send them that clip and have them rate it. That was really, really good. But you know, you're right about this. This is a fascinating time. But one of the things that I really want, I want to express to people, and for those of you calling in, we got a very special show for you. I'm going to pull a very special card. Okay. All right. Hold on. All right. It's and I must say this, it's not a deck I use that often, but Mark, you and I, and you and I, we're considered, I don't know, I'm considered an empath. See, when somebody first said that to me, I thought they were talking like about a food, right? Because this is like how much I have had to learn in the short period of time. Right. Empath. I thought, like, is that an empanada? What is that? Like, no. What is that? Like, no.
What's okay. The appropriate sauce?
What is it? Yeah. So there's a deck I got, Dr. Reverend Stephanie Redfeather. And I don't use this deck that often, so I just want to tell you. But this is a time for us to tap it. It's called an empath activation card. So when people call in today, I may give you some tips, I may not. But tell them what our topic is about. Mercury in retrograde, a setback for a setup? Yeah. And it's not a setback. When I say setback, I'm not talking about emotionally. I'm talking about a timeline. See, because retrograde is all about time. And by the way, time is only a human thing.
Yes.
So when we talk about retrograde to the universe, they're like, what? Like, what do you mean? Back, what? Right? But this is a live call-in show for us. And, you know, for me, what does this retrograde thing mean to you, Mark? Come on.
Oh,
share?
Yeah, there's a lot to it. First off, I'd like, if we could, Jacob, can you display what the graphic that I sent you? I think it's important for all of our live stream viewers to be able to see what is meant by retrograde. Is there any way to display that?
Yep, I've got that on the screen for you right now.
Okay.
Awesome.
Now, as people can see, this is a view of Mars in retrograde. Every planet that's visible to Earth goes in retrograde. And it's not that the planet is slowing down, stopping, and reversing. It's our perception of it. In other words, Earth's orbit is what it is. Mars's orbit is farther out. So there are times that it looks like Mars is moving in a steady stream with us, and then it seems to stop, move backwards, and then move forwards. And it's the same thing with Mercury, because it only takes Mercury 88 days to go around the sun. So a Mercurian year is 88 days, an Earth year is 365. A Martian year is something like, it's like 800 or 900 days, something like that. And so this graphic is showing you what retrograde means. So the planets aren't doing anything unusual. They're doing what they do. They're going around the sun at the speed they go at. It's our perception of what that planet, of what we think that planet is doing. And, you know, people say, well, you know, astrology is ridiculous. And how could a chunk of rock floating around the sun possibly affect us in any way? And certainly I'm open-minded about that. But we have to realize the moon affects our tides. The moon affects a lot of things on Earth, the moon's gravitational field. So does the sun's gravitational field. And the thought that something very far away could affect us. Well, in 1916, Albert Einstein theorized that if two black holes collided, a black hole is a star that collapses, and it creates a dense field where the gravity is so powerful that not even light can escape it. And he said that if two black holes, two collapsed stars would collide, it would create an explosion which would result in some of the most powerful forces known, which would be gravitational waves, which would actually affect space-time. Well, 100 years later, in 2016, the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Observatory, LIGO, detected for the first time gravitational waves from the collision of two black holes that occurred 1.3 billion years ago. So it took 1.3 billion years for those gravitational waves moving at the speed of light to reach and affect Earth. So I present the evidence, and it would appear that objects very far away can and do influence what's happening on Earth.
Yeah. I mean, you know, let's cut it to the some of the interviews we've done, and then we'll go to the phones. Look, we've interviewed people on here that are showing up on the History Channel that are talking, you know, they call them ancient astronaut theory. You can call them what you like. But there's something about our ancient people on this planet that knew so much. And they knew so much so that the science is proving it.
Yes.
They knew to follow the planets, and the planets would guide them. You know, there are cultures, Mark, that followed the planets and planted things. Now, can you imagine? Okay, just hypothetical. Let's just throw it out there. You know, can you imagine not just one group of people, people across the world that didn't know each other? They would look at the stars and they would mark the stars and planting times. They would pay attention to things. If that did not work, what do you think would happen to these people, right? Now, this is not a show about that. This is a show to say, we're going to help you with this, because Mark and I both have interesting stories to share so far from me about this retrograde. And Linda said it best. My little triple Virgo best friend, Linda. Yes, Mercury will be in retrograde on your birthday, but I think it is every year, so don't worry. She said something to Jessica and me today or yesterday, and a prayer for Linda and her sister right now. Her sister is in the hospital and going to get a procedure. So just a little prayer right there. And I mentioned her name. And here's the thing I love. Linda said it. She said, something happened to us. Now, when Linda says something happens to us, it's never like a good thing, like most of the time, because she is a triple Virgo. But she says, our consciousness has changed. She said, Jessica, myself, yours, and Pat. And she said, I think it's about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we tried to think about what it is. And I think each of us has our own moment. For me, it was the passing of Olivia Newton-John. Something with that, I don't know what it is, Mark. I don't know if it was a blessing, but it changed me. Today, what we want to help people with is that shift. Because Mercury in retrograde, I've never had a Mercury in retrograde that in the long term, whatever went on didn't land me better. And isn't that the spirit we want today's show?
Yeah, I think that is 100% correct. And I also feel that we grow in response to adversity. And a lot of people look at Mercury in retrograde as a time to beware and to be adverse. You know, Hitler used to consult astrologers before making military moves. And there was one move on the Russian front that he wouldn't do until Mercury was out of retrograde. And his generals were frustrated, and the Russians clobbered the German army. So, you know, maybe Mercury in retrograde was a really good thing, or not maybe, it was in that particular instance.
Well, it was, but if you think about, okay, so we don't want to go all history because you're the history guy, but what Hitler went through with that, so think about what Hitler went through for the first time in his deal. Let me just call it a deal. He got resistance from his leadership.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying he didn't get resistance otherwise, but then he just killed those people. But this particular point in time, he got intellectual resistance. And see, we're going to talk about it all. Should we go to the phones? Should we do it? What should we do?
I think we should. Yeah. Absolutely.
Jacob, right? Or Jacob, who's helping you today?
Yeah, it's me here today. We've got Sarah calling in from Italy right now. Hi there. Oh, still connecting here.
Okay. From Italy. Buongiorno, Sarah.
I got to find out what Sarah, part of Italy.
Right, or it's buena noche, Sarah.
Hi. Hi. It's so nice to be on the show. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey, how can we help you? We'd love to help you. Where in Italy?
Sure,
where in Italy are you?
You?
Where are you exactly?
I'm actually near Rome, and it's fantastic, as you can imagine.
I can't imagine it. Thank you. Let me turn you over to Mark. Okay. Let's see what Mark brings your way. Okay.
Yeah. How can I help you, Sarah?
Sure. Well, I just wanted to say that my father and I are huge fans of you both, Mark, with your videos and your books, and then Dr. Pat, understanding about you and your background, listening to the show, so it's a real pleasure. I wanted to actually ask a specific question. Yes, Mercury retrograde is definitely a difficult time, I think, but I wanted to connect with my grandfather, who has crossed over. I wanted to ask him his opinions, actually, about my...
Hold on.
Here we go.
Sarah,
remember, he's got some stuff for you right now. So right, let's just hang on. He's going to bring everybody through.
Right. You have to realize that when in spirit communication, first, I have to establish contact. Secondly, the spirit is not on the witness stand, and we are not fast, rapid-firing specific questions. So let's establish that first, because a lot of times people come in with a grocery list of what they want, but that's not necessarily how spirit communication works. So, and sometimes the person that you want to hear from the most may not be the first one to step forward. I'm just letting you know that that's how this works. So let me see who we got here. Okay, getting an older male coming through. Is this your dad's dad? Is this your paternal grandfather? And the reason I'm saying that, because I'm picking up on a male that is connected to you through your father's side of the family, and I'm getting like a gaunt appearance. Like I feel like his face was somewhat sunken prior to passing. So a gaunt appearance indicates to me that this gentleman did not have a quick passing. It took some time. My lungs feel like they're on fire. Now, that could be some type of lung disease like COPD or emphysema. Sometimes it could be lung cancer, but I'm getting this burning sensation. Now I'm getting pains in my back, which are on the backside of the lung. So this gentleman who is coming through was having a lot of lung and back issues, passing, not a quick event. He was still sharp as a tack up until his last breath. So he knew what was going on around him. And when I say a long, slow decline, that doesn't necessarily mean that it took a year for him to pass. It could have even been a couple of weeks, but he was very frail prior to passing, but still full of awareness and consciousness of what was happening. Does this make any sense to you, Sarah?
Yes, you got it. That's him.
Okay, great. All right. Hold on. He said that you're embarking on a great new venture. Now, the great new venture doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I'm in Italy and touring Europe. This seems like some type of venture that has both business and personal implications. It's weird. It's almost like a hybrid of work and pleasure. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Now he's open for a question. And when you give me a question, keep it shorter, like 10 words or less, so I can put it out there and wait for a response. And hold on, before he does that, he keeps giving you cherries, little tiny cherries. Now, cherries could mean I love cherries, hate cherries. Maybe you do or he did. It could also mean a name like Jerry or Sherry, something that would sound like that. But I'm getting a bunch of Bing cherries, which I personally like, but I'm tasting Bing cherries. Anything with cherries or a name like Sherry, Cherry, or Jerry?
He had a brother named Jerry, but I don't know about the cherries. So I'll have
Hold on. Let's go with a brother named Jerry. Is Jerry in spirit too? Hello, Sarah?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Is his brother Jerry in spirit with him?
Yes.
Okay. So that's why he's bringing up Jerry. Because that means that he's there with him. And is there a Carla or Carlotta connected to you either in this world or on the other side? It could be Charlotte, but I'm getting like Carla, Carlotta, or it could be Charlotte. And if that doesn't make sense, just put that off to the side for now.
I don't know, but I'll check with my family.
Yeah, check, because I mean, Carlotta is not an, well, maybe in Italy you hear it a lot, but yeah. I'm getting like Carlotta, but Carlotta could be Charlotte, could be something similar to that. Okay, what's your question? Go ahead, Sarah.
Sure. What does my grandfather think about my romantic partner? Any advice he has?
You know, Dr. Pat, you're going to get a kick out of this because the first thing I got was retrograde, slow down. And as soon as that message came in, this is a synchronicity. This is not a coincidence that you're calling in on this show. Now, by the slow down, that doesn't mean stop the relationship. It means let's slow things down and be more methodical before you take this to the next step. So, and he's okay with this person. He said, but you still need more discovery of your own heart. That is the message. Dr. Pat, what's your take on this?
So this is perfect because this card was pulled before your question. It's the Atman. I'll just hold it up again. I want to tell you what it means.
Ah, the Atman.
Yeah. So here's the deal with this particular card. And I'm going to give it to you straight. This is where you have to look at your situation, concern, or decision, because it's something you're trying to decide, right, Sarah? That obviously there's something you're trying to decide. Is that correct? Okay. I'm not going to really put you on the spot for a lot of personal information. So I'm going to try to dance. I'm going to try to dance around it. But when you have this energy come in, what it calls you to do, it requires a perspective from a higher level point of view, a big picture. Okay, now in Sanskrit, this card is really interesting because in the Sanskrit meaning of the word, it means inner self. It means spirit or soul. In Hindu philosophy, this is the first principle. Okay, it is the true self, the individual beyond identification. So whenever somebody picks a card like this, and I could go on and tell you more about the card, usually what this means when I get this, especially about relationships, and I use this energy, a couple of things may be coming up for you. One, you either want this relationship and afraid you're going to lose yourself if you enter it, right? Or you're not sure of the, did I get it right the first time?
Yes, first time, okay. Or also what you were just saying, maybe the second Perfect. Time too.
Perfect. First and second. Good. Because here's the good news for you. See, this retrograde is perfect for you because when Mercury slows down, it allows you to have a perspective. But this energy is asking you to be both the observer and the participant. And that's what relationships do. When you think about the energy of this is a soul level. And if you're not getting a definitive yes right now, like if you're not like, yay, whoever it is, yay, please pay attention to that. Because that yay, if you're not getting a yay and you're getting like a nay, the nay is not likely to turn to a yay unless something absolutely transformative happens. Do you see what I'm saying, Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes it's hard. You know, it's hard to know. And you know, you have an inner knowing. So I don't even want to go to that part of you. But you have an inner knowing. This higher perspective will help you see how this situation will play out. Okay? You're not going to get it at this Perfect. Level. But that's why you called in and asked. And you're asking, you know, your people that have crossed over. It's not going to play. It's not like I'm going to say it's not likely it's going to play out, but it's going to see how it's going to play out for you. But apparently there's other others involved. Is there others? Are there others involved with your decision or no? Other people?
No, just me.
Okay. Okay. So you don't have to worry about, oh, like my parent. Okay. But what it says, it's going to give you clarity to know what must be done. And see, I like that clarity to know what must be done. So that doesn't mean you're going to say yes and you're going to like jump in, but it knows it's going to be either move forward or not. There's no middle ground with this. You can't be in the limbo with it. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Okay, you can't. Yeah. So you got to be like, oh, I have a friend, a mentor, longtime mentor. You know what he said to me? So here, I'm going to try it on you and I'm going to let you go. You ready? I make every decision like this, by the way. Every decision I make. If I'm going to have something for dinner, I make it. Best advice I've gotten. If it feels light, it's right. If it's not, it's a no. And every decision, and you get to ask that self, yourself, that question every 17 seconds. Now, if this moving forward feels light, it's right. If it doesn't, everything I just shared with you from a higher perspective, that's where that comes from. Okay. I'd love to know how you make out. I hope this is helpful. I don't want to go into any more personal things about it. Okay. Okay. Good.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks, Sarah, and enjoy your visit to Italy.
Anytime. Say hi to your dad for me, okay? Say hi to your dad.
I definitely will. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Okay. You too. Yeah.
I think this is the right theme for this because it's real easy in relationships, especially when passion's involved, to want to dive head first. And sometimes when you dive head first, you need to make sure that there's water in the pool first. So
I have to tell you, though, Mark, let's just do this before we maybe take a short break. And then we're going to go right to the top with callers. What we've discovered in this short period of time is for all of us here, there were certain things we had to look at. And slow down is not the right word. It's not a good word. You know, what happens is that this idea of movement is that Mercury is our ruler, by the way, for the network, right? It may not be my ruler, but it started out in Libra and it's going to move over to Virgo. So right now we're feeling the Libra part of it. And that is about relationships, right? It's about that. But here's the thing I want to say to people. When the three of us here that pretty much make all the decisions have the same level of consciousness rising at the same time, in a point in time, and our energy shifts, and we know the magic of the number three. I'm not going to spend time on this show, but I'm going to cover it on one of my Monday morning shows. I can't even begin to explain the great things that have happened so far in this Mercury in retrograde. Now, does it mean you're going to maybe get sick to slow you down or family member? It does. But when we come back from break, we want to hear from all of you. We are here for you. Mark, before we go, how do people find out about you?
Yeah, please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com, which is just like my book, The Afterlife Frequency. And a week from this Friday, September 23rd and 24th, I will be having 2 online light circles limited to 6 people each. So everybody's guaranteed a reading, and you can find out about signing up for those at my website, afterlifefrequency.com. And please sign up for my newsletter. And it'll keep you up to date on everything that we're doing and upcoming episodes of The Psychic and The Doc.
Jacob, let's go to break, everybody. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. Be with us. We'll be right back.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic. Trust the unseen. Experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every 2nd and 4th Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every 2nd and 4th Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. I am Mark Anthony, the psychic, and I'm here with my incredible co-host, the one, the only, Dr. Pat Basile, the street smart behavioral psychologist. And this is a really special show about Mercury in retrograde. Sometimes you have to slow down in order to speed up, but slowing down doesn't mean inactivity. It may simply mean a stop and smell the roses and a chance to reevaluate.
So, and this one, Mark, in particular, is about helping us get back in balance and self-care. You know, there are a lot that are all about, like, don't make this it, but this one is not. This one is actually forcing you to make decisions.
Right.
But it's about balance and self-care. Okay, Mark, take it away.
Hey, Jacob, I understand we have a number of callers on the line. Who do we have next?
Yeah, next up, we've got Donna calling in from New York. Hi there, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Donna, what's going on?
Thank you for taking my call.
You are most welcome. How can we help you?
I'm going through a lot of rough things all at the same time. And I want to know if my husband has any messages for me to possibly
I'm
help
sorry,
me through
I can't understand what she's saying. It's too muffled.
Yeah, Donna, hold on. I mean, are you talking? Can you move the phone a little bit away from your face for a minute and try that again?
Is this better?
Yes, it is. Awesome.
Okay. I'm going through a very difficult time right now. And a lot of things are negative things are going on. And I'd like to know if my husband has any advice for me to help me.
Okay.
This.
All right. Hold on. The reason I'm hesitating is I got a male energy here who's just dumping tons of apples on me. I'm tasting apples, apples, apples. And apples could mean a lot of things. I mean, most people like apples. But apples generally indicate the month of September, which we are in. And what I'm getting with him is he said that right now you have to just get through like the next 6 weeks, because he showed me about right around the third week in October, things taking a flip up. He said, but he said that you tend to try to look at the big picture and you get overwhelmed. So he's telling you, you need to take one day, one step at a time. So he's given me this message. Let me see if I can get a fix on what else he wants us to know or what you to know. Hey, was there something going on with his nose, with his sinuses, with his breathing prior to passing, Donna? Because I feel like, I feel like almost like I'm drowning, like, you know, like when you're in the ocean and you get the salt water going right up your nose. So so that's the identifier that this
he was
is
gurgling a lot.
Oh, so that. OK, that's the same reflex. So he's telling you that right now you're overwhelmed and basically it's kind of like ride the tide. In other words, you feel like it's interesting the way he's giving all this oceanic imagery. I grew up by the ocean, and I remember getting caught in a riptide. And riptide's very dangerous, and if you fight it, you'll get exhausted and you'll drown. You don't fight riptide. And it's hard not to because you're panicked and scared. You got to go with it until it lets you go, and then you can swim back in. So he said, ride the tide, ride the tide. Does that make any sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
And now Dr. Pat is cool because when we were on the break, she said, the next card that I have is for the caller. So, yeah, Dr. Pat.
Yeah. So I want to ask you a question. Are you being asked to take a stand? Are you being asked to look at a boundary? Right?
Did you say look at a boundary?
Yeah. Like, are this a situation in your life, are you being asked to either make a decision where you have to take a stand about something, right? Or a boundary?
Yes.
That a yes? Okay. Is it one or both?
Can I say what it is?
Yeah, but before you do, let me tell you what it is. Hold on 1 minute. Let me just see if this is you, because this is going to be an odd card for the way you started it. So you've got to be a free spirit, because the card you picked is rewilding. Rewilding. You get that? Okay. But a person that has that free spirit, a person that you're a wrangler, right? You know, you're that person, you take the forces of nature, you know, this is kind of the thing. But if something comes up, the question that comes up about rhythms and cycles of life, and boy, is this right attached to Mercury retrograde, it's the question, are you being asked to live in greater balance and synergy with the natural world of things? So when somebody pushes on us, it's not our nature to have to take a stand or to create a boundary, because we just want the natural organic things to flow, right? Okay, now tell me what you did. Tell me what you want to tell me. Can you say that again?
I think it directly applies to exactly what you're saying. It does. Without going into details. Yeah.
Good.
Okay, good.
Because here's what you're going to do. You know, this is what happens. As you do, right? I'm going to generalize now because I don't want to go into it. You know, clearly state a position. But when you clearly state a position, by default, it polarizes. And in our world, you know, if we live organically, we don't want to do that. But you have to now.
Right.
There's something now that you have to do. And this is not going against who you are or going against to what you need to do. But you have to do it, because here's what the punchline is. You want me to read it? I'm going to read it. Boldness is also required in rewilding your planet systems and structures. Boldness. Got it?
I see that.
It's all you. Don't be afraid to make decisions. And I want to leave you with this. You know, I spent a lot of years researching things. It's not the decision you make, it's how you go about communicating it. So whatever the decision is, you got to come from a place of love and a place of tolerance and a place of not personalizing. You got it?
A place of not what?
Personalizing. Don't personalize anything.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Got it?
Gotcha.
Okay. You're off and running. Go get them. Jacob, let's skip the break if we could. This is the rewilding card. That's a really fascinating.
That's way cool.
Yeah. Okay. Jacob, who do we have?
Oh, 1 second. I'm just connecting us
here.
We're going to have Molly calling from Kansas. No,
just all right. Second. Okay. Thank you.
Hi there, Molly.
Hey, Molly.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear us okay?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear, Molly. It's like Kansas is in my room.
I didn't expect you to answer.
Well, this is a call-in show, so we do answer our calls. So, Molly, how can the doc and the psychic help you tonight?
Yeah, boy, let's go.
Well, I've read your books and listened to your show for a while, and never really. I just like to listen, and never really had the urge to call in. But I don't know. I have changes I feel like I need to make in my life, but I don't know how, because I've been stable for a while. And I also wanted to see if Mark had any messages from anybody.
And yeah, I'm getting a mail. Hold on, Molly. I'm getting a male energy coming through. Now, what's fascinating is that he feels like he is on your generational level. So this could be a sibling, cousin, friend, because he's a younger guy, feels like your generation. And what I'm getting with him is this massive impact sensation. The massive impact sensation indicates to me that his passing may have been abrupt. It could have been traumatic, or maybe something else where he died fairly quickly. But I'm getting pains to my chest, to my liver, to my hips. This feels like this feels like an accident. Possibly a car accident or some other type of trauma. Yeah, now I'm getting the impact to my head. Is there a male in your generational level connected to you that died very abruptly, very suddenly?
Yes. Not related, but a very good friend of mine. Yes.
Right. Generation means friend, cousin, spouse. Okay.
Right.
All right. He keeps talking about, I hear him go, skip, skip, skip to my Lou, skip to my Lou, my darling. Now, that's a children's song, I guess, but that could also mean something about someone with a name or nickname like Skip or something with Lou. But he keeps repeating that. And he said that with you, that the reason he's giving me a children's song, a jingle, is because you're overcomplicating your life and you have to get back to the basics. You have to stop letting all the distractions in your life lead you off course and figure out what is most important to you. This is very, very solid advice. Does any of that make sense before I give you the next piece of information?
Yes, it makes complete sense. I feel like I can't stop doing what I have to do every day for everything in order to figure out what I am supposed to be doing.
Now,
you know, more of a purpose.
He's putting in front of me a whole line of tangerines. And I don't mean to laugh. I know that sounds odd. Tangerines and also clementines. And clementines are similar to tangerines. So we're getting clementines and tangerines. Do those fruits, those citrus fruits, make sense to you in any way? Don't worry about how it applies to him. Do you like those things, dislike them? Because I can smell and taste tangerines and clementines, which are, you know, a type of eating orange. Anything there makes sense.
Right. I mean, that's my favorite scent. I don't eat them, but it's the scent that I have in everything.
We'll go with that one.
Yeah,
okay. Now, let me explain why that's
else,
so...
Yeah, no.
When a spirit gives me a message of an explanatory or advisory nature, which he did, and then they follow it up with an objectively verifiable fact, and I'm smelling, tasting tangerines and clementines, and that's your favorite scent, which is tangerine and citrus. The verifiable fact of the tangerine and the scent is how the spirit is letting you and I know that we've properly received and interpreted the message. So now we're going to arc over to Dr. Pat.
Yeah, I love this. I love that you talk. So here's what you pulled. I'm going to hold up the card. It's called unconformity. And this is a really cool word. I used to study, I used to study geology. So I'm very familiar. I was so fascinated by it. I'm going to hold up the card right there if you can see it. It's called unconformity. Here's the deal. Contrary to what it may feel like at the moment, you're going to be taking a quantum leap forward, quantum, right? And so this is a sudden advance. It's sudden. It really weird, but it does tie into Mercury. You're going to do this. Okay, so it's as if you woke up from a dream, right? You're waking up from this dream and nothing around you is recognizable or familiar. I don't know if you ever heard me tell the story of coming down the stairs one day and looking in the mirror and then I was not recognizable to myself. I was experiencing this. But here's the thing you should know. Mm-hmm. This period of uncertainty, because it's uncertainty when you're here, it's not going to last. But the thing you should know about this is you have to relax into the spinning, right? If a planet is in retrograde, you don't want to go against it. You want to just go with it. So you have to relax. So something is spinning in your life, it feels like to me. Is that correct or no?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. All right. And so what's interesting in the term geology, here's what the term refers to. It's a really cool thing, and you know it when you see it. You ever see rocks or gemstones, and you go from, even if you're driving down a highway, right? You're driving down the highway, and you see, oh my God, there's like that layer of rock, and then there's like a line, and then it changes. Okay, that's called unconformity in geology. And you know what it represents? It represents, it's like a different age in the rock. Billions of years it could be. It's like right? But we see it as this. Mm-hmm. So when you see the rocks, it's a massive break in your time record. See this, so totally tying in. So this is an oracle of unconformity. Okay, it's an oracle of unconformity. And it's coming to you now to advise you that occurring with you now is a massive shift in your time record. So do you feel I'm running out of time? I have too many things to do. Are you having like a time thing going on with you where time is like on your mind?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been kind of in the same spot for a while in recovery, and I feel like I need to move on with my life, but I'm running out of time but I feel like I'm stuck in the situation and I can't leave.
You're
I don't
stuck
know
in
if I should give details, but.
Well, no, but let me ask you, you're stuck in recovery situation?
No, like I'm in recovery for about 7 years, but I've been.
Congratulations.
Living with my parents. Thank you. Living with my parents the whole time, but I'm completely stable. And it's like for probably about 6 months now, it's just nagging at me like I'm ready to move on and move some, you know, have my own life.
But I feel like I can't leave them. Yeah. I'm going to put the book down. Let's talk sister to sister in recovery. It's called the 7-year recovery itch. Okay. Look, this is the my 7 years of recovery. I was fortunate and accidentally given a vision quest to go on, only because I was supposed to steal somebody else's stuff. Now, in recovery, you should know better than to go on a journey to think you're going to steal somebody's really cool vision quest stuff, because that's like ridiculous in recovery, right? But I went because there was something else there. What do we say? Here's what I want to say about the quantum leap. You're having a quantum leap in consciousness, not in the action to take. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's no action for you to take now because you're not yet accustomed to this quantum leap in the word consciousness and the new level of awareness you have. You understand the difference?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so this is what you're saying. Look, here's the deal. Your vibrational frequency patterns of thought and belief and your valiant system no longer conform to the prevailing world paradigm. Hello, that's what we just talked about. But here's the thing you have to be aware of. You are going to continue to shift, but you don't have to move to shift. And what this is saying, look, your home, your interpretations, your body, all of this, right? It feels like there's mm-hmm. a tornado, right? Do you feel like a tornado is like maybe going on inside of you and you're not like clear, like, right? And you don't know where the tornado is going to come down? Okay. Here's the message. Know that you are safe. You're whole and you're intact because you're upgrading, you're converting, and you're transfiguring. But if you want to be successful at that, moving is not the thing to do. You see, you're in a safe place with your family, I'm assuming. Is that a good assumption?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
What better place to change internally than around a safe environment. Because if you move, and you know what I'm talking about, if you pack yourself up and you move and you put more stress on your life, you'll have to postpone this quantum leap in consciousness, because that's the quantum leap you're being given the gift of.
That I never even thought about it that way. So that makes complete sense.
I know, but I needed to tell you that, right?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Honor.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Please honor your growth and recovery, but it's an internal one. Okay. Don't move unless something weird's going on over there, which it's not. And be grateful. Hello. Last thought. Shift whatever's going on with you to an attitude of gratitude for your folks. Give them people a hug. Feel me?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, I love that. That's good. I'm talking to myself today. I love these messages for both. But thank you so much. And congratulations again.
Do you think we have time to go one last
Let's
call.
Do it. We can do Let's it. Do we can it. Pretty do it quick. Yeah.
All right. I love it. I've got Tom calling in from Italy.
Hey, Tom.
Italia night. Okay.
Tomas, hey. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Buongiorno.
Yeah, totally.
I want to thank you both so much, Dr. Pat. You have the wisdom of the years, and I'm not asking how many years, but love listening to your views
39.
And figuring things out. And thank that's number so one. Mark, I'm a big fan. I've read your three books. I've watched lots of the podcasts and all. And so it was funny. I was prompted to call for a couple of reasons. I'm somewhat intuitive. And what I found is, Dr. Pat, I was listening to one of your quotes, and you were talking about fight or flight. Yep. And the other thing you added was bite me. Well, it just so happens that I have a daughter who actually is a singer-songwriter, and she actually wrote a song called Bite Me. And with that, I said, okay, I have to call in tonight because it's late here in Italy, but I did want to call in. So, Mark, anybody coming through for me?
We're going to give you our laser reading because we've been just given the 3-minute mark. So I'm going to turn you over to Mark. And I think in your honor, Mark and I.
Let me get to her, Dr. Pat. Yeah. Okay. All right. Got a female energy coming through that's zipping right on in. And what I'm getting with her is this massive, almost explosion in her heart. So this woman definitely passed from, it feels like a heart attack. Because I'm getting numbness running right down the whole left side of my body. She does feel like she could be on. Okay, that makes sense to you. What's her relationship? Is this on the mother? Is this person on the mother level?
Mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because get the whole. All right. So she is here. Let's see what she wants you to know. She said, "You're like a jackrabbit. You are fast, you are swift, but you are always very calculated. Listen, you're always very calculated in what you do. So the fact that you're fast, you look before you leap, you've always been that way. And while you take chances, you make sure that you always have all of your ducks in a row. The risks that you take are very well calculated and you leave nothing to chance. She could not possibly be more proud of you and admire you anymore. You have lived up to every one, and this is her speaking, of my expectations and then some. I love you so much."
Thank you. I really needed to hear that. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If I have only a minute more, anyone else coming through with any other messages relating to retrograde
That's all we're going to get for tonight because sorry, Dr. Pat, I didn't mean to cut you off, but she came in like a bull in a china shop to give Tom that particular
for sure.
message.
That's
and Tom, we're down to like a T-minus 1 minute. Dr. Pat, what do you have?
I'm going to tell you, the message I have for you is about natural rhythms and cycles. And here's what I want to leave you with. And it's really in line with what your mom said. Look, you may be or you might be growing out of sync with some natural rhythms. You know, you're a master at natural rhythms in the natural world. This is not bad. However, you have to slow down to get back in the rhythm. And it's so funny you brought up song, because that's what it's all about. So really, for you now, you have a unified code within you. It's synergistic. It's natural to you. But if you spin too fast, you're going to blink and miss the world around you and the natural rhythms. So please make sure you do that.
Okay.
Everything is positive here. This is about just giving you more good stuff.
Wonderful. Good stuff. Thank you both. And by the way, that was my daughter who called earlier.
You got to love you both. Thank you so very, very much. Thank
Grazie
you.
Grazie.
And thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Mark, last words. It's all you.
Please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com. You find out about my events coming up next week, online light circle spirit communication. Be able to get with everybody.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dock with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Dock. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.